Hey everybody, welcome to Hey Man, I'm Josh.
I am Jacob.
What's up, man?
What's up, Hey Man?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm recovering from being a little under the weather this weekend.
Yeah, I think maybe you gave it to me.
You said no, and then now you're saying yeah, because it was a stomach thing, and then it was a slight flu-ish thing, and then it vanished, like the Avatar.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, by the way, what do you think about this hat?
I like the hat because it's bird brain. I'm also wearing bird brain on my shirt and my shorts. You don't usually wear hats like that because I will say, like, it looks good, but it makes your head look a little boxy. Like you look like Megamind.
All right, I'm going to Google who that is.
You don't know who Megamind is?
No, why would I know who Megamind is?
Just go ahead and Google who Megamind is.
Okay. Listen, I'm just going to say that it's right off the bat. Probably not going to be a compliment. And by the way, I brought my...
He is really smart.
I brought my computer.
Because we're going to be answering some questions, email questions today. But
whoa, dude. Okay. Okay. Can I tell you...
Wait, hold on. Will you clip it on him? Because I'm going to try and... I'm going to face it this way and put it right next to him.
Why are you putting it that way?
This is the one.
Why do you have to do it that way? What are you doing?
How do I wish I could zoom in, but
you
I can't.
Can't we just do it in post? Why you gotta do it like that? That's so stupid. But I will tell you something. You know, we have
that's funny.
The potential to just do it after. You didn't have to try to do that.
Yeah, but I like the side by side comparison.
Yeah, but he could do it. I don't know how, even know how computers work, but when he edits it, he could just put it right there.
Yeah, but I was still laughing at you, so I wasn't done with the joke yet, so I wanted to do it myself.
I will say this about Megamind. Two things. One, if I was shaved head bald, I think that's kind of what my head looks like.
Correct. Yes.
I think it is very light bulby.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but it's Megamind's face doesn't not look like me, kind of.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't
a bad comparison. It's right there. Like, I might put a bald filter on you after this and see what happens.
This is like
looking in a mirror.
A blue mirror.
Really blue mirror.
It's a really difficult thing for me to get past.
Hey, on the bright side, though, he's really smart.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you?
But also, what, I think in the movie, he's also.
What grandma said to me when, because my dad told me I had a big forehead, right? That's why.
What age is this?
12.
Okay.
And it's why I wear a hat.
Yep.
But I asked my mom, I go, do I have a big forehead? Do you know what she said to me?
You got a big brain?
It just means you have a lot of brains, honey. I was like, so that's a yes. That's a definite yes.
Or a lot of extra room. Either one.
Yeah. Like, no, it doesn't wiggle around as much. See, I like this hat, although you told me earlier, like this week or last week, that the red and white combo was a little too young for me.
I think red and white hats are strong. Like, red and white shoes, different. Like, red and white, a shirt, easier. A red and white hat, like, these are your accessories. These are what are supposed to make or break your outfit. I just feel like red and white, or like, a red hat is strong. It's a strong color. Something on shoes definitely is a little easier to wear. But this is just, like, the center. Like, this is what I'm looking at, and I'm looking at red the entire time. It's hard.
Giant and a giant smart head.
Giant head.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. We were in Corpus Christi this weekend, everybody.
The Corpus of Christies.
Oh, my God. We were in Corpus.
I'm not letting it die, everybody.
Oh, God. What accent did we decide that was?
I don't know. It was somewhere in the middle of something.
Of terrible and terrible?
Yeah.
It's so fun. I'm so happy to see that my talent for accents, I handed down to you.
Yeah, you did great.
The Corpus of Christies.
Corpus of Christies.
I want to tell you something.
I sound like Nickelback trying to be British.
That my British accent is getting better from watching Peaky Blinders. Thomas Shelby.
It's funny. I've been listening to like UK rap, so I've been reciting that like in like trying to go
you
in the accent.
Have to watch Peaky fucking Blinders.
I saw a clip of it on TikTok again,
dude.
It's
get
all over TikTok.
The fuck out of here! I can't stop watching that.
Oh, do you know what? You know what Iman and I started watching? Okay. So there's something on Netflix called Love on the Spectrum.
Love that show.
It's amazing.
One of my favorites.
Truthfully, probably the most wholesome TV show ever created. It is.
Agreed.
If you want just something that's heartwarming to watch, it's amazing.
Yeah,
go
amazing,
watch it.
Amazing.
However, they created another one called Down for Love. And it's people with Down syndrome who are going on dates.
I'm going to say right now. One, I'm watching it tonight. Two, I bet you they've caught some flack for the name. I bet I've never heard of it. But you know, just knowing today's society, down for love.
Well, right. But you want to hear the best part? Whenever they find out, like whenever the couples, they find somebody they like, they ask them on camera and they go, are you down for love?
No,
and
they say it to each other.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But again, so wholesome, so amazing. But yo, there was one episode.
Look, so you know, whoever pitched that in the writer's room pitched it as a joke. And somebody was like, that's not terrible. And they were like, no, I'm trying to be funny. And they're like, no, actually, we like Down for Love.
Yeah, 100%. And again, it's so wholesome. It's so much fun to watch. Like the people on it are just legit looking for love, right? And there was one girl.
By the way, so many jokes going through my head that I'm just not saying.
We're not saying anything.
I'll say them to you in the car on the way back.
We'll talk about them. Okay. Can't wait. So there's one time where there's this girl and this guy, and they're at the beach and they're hanging out, and they're like, they just come out of the water and they're sitting on the towels and they're having this conversation, and then the girl.
No, stop. Okay, here we go.
The girl just looks at her, she goes, all right, well, that was a lot of fun. I'm going to take a nap now.
On the beach?
In the middle of the date.
I love this woman.
And she just falls face first down on the blanket, puts her head in her hands, and just goes to bed. And this guy is just sitting there like this.
Amazing, dude.
And then while she's sleeping, he gets up and starts to walk away. And the narrator goes, but what she doesn't know is that he's a notorious prankster. And then goes and grabs a bucket, fills it with water, and goes back to her. And I'm like, oh, he's about to douse her, this whole thing on her. And then goes to her feet and just takes the smallest bit of water and just drizzles it down her feet. Like he just like ran away and threw the other bucket of water.
I love this, dude.
Like it was, but her power, dude, what a power move to just be like, yeah, that was really fun, but you know what? I'm tired. Stay the fuck right there while I sleep.
I wish she
took a nap. Like,
dude, I wish that, I had the balls to do that.
The confidence in that is just, I don't know, all the way around.
Can you imagine doing that to a man in the middle of a date and being like, hey.
First date?
Oh, that was first date?
First date. Imagine just being like, hey, yeah, like that was a whole bunch of fun. You sit there, do whatever you want. I'm going to take a quick 15-er. Like, holy shit.
Down for love.
Yo, I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. Like
they should do,
what's so funny? And I was like, I just think like that was such a strong move. It was so it was so funny to me. I couldn't stop laughing.
I have so many jokes, but now my brain is just like spinning with ideas for different shows, like people with one leg like hopping into the sack, or hopscotch into love. Hopping into your heart. I love that. Oh.
Or if it's like amputees, you could do something with that. Like with the word amputee, should have thought that out before I spewed it out.
No, because you know what? You know, it's going to be terrible. But if you did it like a quadriplegic, it could just be called sliding into your DMs because they just slide.
Are we going to get
because they just slide? That would be so funny. They would just slide in.
They wheel.
Not if you push them.
Are we going to get canceled for this?
I mean, we're going to find out. Listen, these are jokes. I'm a comic. I'm really doing my best to hold on to. Can I tell you, by the way?
Wait, I got a better one.
Okay.
What if it was love? Love is blind, but it was actually blind people.
I like that too.
Yeah. I think that would be really interesting.
I mean, honestly, dude, people are so sensitive.
Yeah.
You know that song, that parody I sing of with
Free Fall
for R. Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
And so I posted it. Yo, first of all, I didn't know there were still R. Kelly fans, but I also didn't know they were so fucking sensitive.
They're like, it's like protecting Jesus to them.
It's so crazy.
It's ridiculous.
But I got a comment. I did get a comment. And by the way, I erased that thread of you going back and forth with that person.
Yeah. We don't have to get into it.
I got a comment and I read comments, guys. I like to read them. And I did flex again for everybody. Looking pretty good today. Thanks, Matt. Whoa. I did get a comment from somebody who was like, now do Elvis. And I was like, I don't understand. And then the comment under there was like, it figures, you know, out of all the, I think the comment was like, out of all the white people who, white musicians who have had sexual deviance, you know, he goes after this guy. And so it's so crazy to me how quickly people are to make things not only racial, but just deeper. It's just,
People are the king and queens of having too much fucking time.
But also,
like, go do something else. Like,
but just because, like, not everything, if
not just, everything is racially biased in any way. Like,
as a matter of fact, every song I've ever parodied before this has to do with a white person's song. Yeah. Every single one.
100%.
Yeah.
It is amazing. And look, I get in today's day and age, there are a lot of things and a lot of people to where they are like racial biasm is a thing in this country. And totally understand.
I don't think it's biasm.
Bias?
Racial bias. Biasm.
Biasm is not a word.
Probably not. It does sound like you like to fuck. I saw him mark
that. We're not clipping that.
Racial biasm sounds like something somebody who likes to fuck black people and white people.
That's funny. Yeah.
They got a racial bias.
Racial,
you know?
Bias is a thing in
racial
this
country. Racial bias. Biased.
Did I put a T in there?
I think so.
Racial bias. We're just going to skip the fuck over this because obviously I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I barely don't know the words in the English dictionary.
So you
know. I know you are, but I'm mad at myself because what the fuck? Why don't I know English, goddammit?
You do. You know English.
Apparently biased and biased. I don't.
No. Yeah, yeah. Biased is a word with ED.
ED at the end. Yeah. It's like a past tense of bias.
Don't just say ED to a 53-year-old dude.
ED.
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
ED, phone home, erectile dysfunction.
Yeah. By the way, I'm not phoning home with it.
Yeah, because it's not up.
Huh?
You know, because he does ET phone home with a finger. You can't ED phone home because, you know, his finger's straight, but you can't get up. So it's ED.
Why are you looking at me straight in the face and saying that I can't get it up?
Because I'm looking at you. Who the fuck else am I supposed to be looking
Why
at?
Why would you say that? You don't think I can
who
get it
else,
up?
Who else am I supposed to be looking at? We're doing a podcast. Yeah. Literally between you and me.
I know, but I don't like the
eye. You want me to look over there when I talk about it?
I don't know. I don't like the eye contact when you say it. That's
bummer. That's how we do this. We look at each other and have a conversation.
I will tell you this, dude. The people who tell me that I'm not like this huge controversial dude, and I generally like to tell stories.
We're not really controversial people,
and I like to tell stories and I like to fuck about, but the more you tell me I can't say something or I can't joke about something, the more I want to do it. Just because I'm an asshole, but because,
or a child,
I don't like you telling me what I can and can't say, especially when I know where the joke is coming from.
Right.
If I was going to make a joke about a Down syndrome person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like after all that stuff, it would be a simple joke off of a really broad stereotype that we all accept. And here's a crazy thing. It's not just a stereotype. It would probably be something we all know to be factually true about people with Down syndrome.
Right.
But people are so fucking uptight about that shit. But the more I was thinking about that, as I was like, I'm not going to say those jokes. The more I was thinking, well, why the fuck not? This is my job, is a comic.
Yeah.
And I make jokes, man. And I know where my heart is. I know I don't mean anything bad. I'm not wishing anything bad. As a matter of fact, I'm wishing all good.
Right.
Not just for people with Down syndrome, but for most people in the world.
Yeah, 100%.
Everybody gets to be joked at. Everybody gets to be joked at.
Yeah, 100%. But also at the same time, everybody gets to be joked at, but I would also think it's situational to where we don't always have to be making jokes on subjects.
I agree.
So that's why, like, even for me bringing this up, like, I was just bringing it, I wasn't bringing it up with the intention of us to make jokes about it.
Yeah, but like, hard not to.
Agreed.
Yeah.
However, like, again, still not the intention, and there is a time, time and a place, and there is not always, you know, like, you don't always have to be, even though it's your job, don't always have to be making jokes about everything that we talk about.
Agreed. And I also am hyper aware. I don't like to punch down. Like, I don't like
No,
that's not a Brad Williams joke. Yeah. That is just simply, I don't like to punch down. However, I do like to make jokes.
Yeah.
And I think that leaving people out of jokes, isolates them and separates them more than if you include everybody. We just got to be grown up at some point in time and realize
100%
that 100%. Some jokes are just jokes, man.
Right. 100%. But also as somebody who had to get picked on a lot as a kid, I can probably only assume what those kids have gone through growing up and the stuff that they've heard and like stuff like that.
Agreed.
So that's why to a certain point, it's like, even if I'm just making the jokes with no ill intent, it's still just kind of the principle. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where I would look
at it. I think it's generational between you and I.
Probably.
Because I grew up with three other brothers, man.
Yeah. You guys grew up with a whole different wave of bullying. I'm so glad I wasn't a part of.
But we didn't. Okay.
I'm talking about in high school too.
Also what we considered bullying was different. I don't think most of us ever considered verbal abuse to be bullying. Ever. Like somebody making fun of you is just an asshole making fun of you.
Right.
Right. But you know, being stuffed in a locker or
a trash can or getting the shit beat out of your lunch money or like.
Yeah, but I mean, that's less bullying and that's more just criminal assault. Behavior. But like, you know, I don't even want to tell you what happened in my high school.
Yeah.
But,
we don't have to.
But
you'd probably get some people arrested right now if you told them what they did in high school.
I would maybe. I would say this. Here's what I would say. I think we've overcorrected. It's just time to find our way back to the middle. We are such a crazy country of extremes.
On one side or the other.
Yeah, man. But I would also say this, especially especially to the people like the R. Kelly crew that hung it, that, yo, man, if you can't laugh at what you like, then you're not allowed to laugh at anything.
Yeah.
If you can't laugh at what you like,
yeah.
If you're a Trumper and you can't realize that he's a ridiculous human who does ridiculous things, you can still like him. You can still vote for him.
Yeah.
But the fact that if you are a Democrat and you can't laugh at the fact that Joe Biden looks like he runs out of batteries every day around 5 p.m.
Or when he fell off that bike or when he handed that pen to somebody after he signed.
If you can't laugh at the fact that if Joe Biden was your grandpa, there's probably a chance that you'd talk to your brothers and sisters and be like, somebody needs to put grandpa in a home. Right? Okay. So, but we have to be able to laugh at ourselves and what we like. It's just the way, what age group is really good at laughing at themselves? I'm only just judging from my shows. Dudes between the age of 18 and 25.
We're really good at it. I'm 26, I'm in that area.
You just sit there.
We're really good at it.
There's something.
Because we still do that to each other as friends.
That's right.
To all laugh at each other in friend groups. When somebody makes fun of me, like in my friend group, I laugh at what they said about me because everybody's got flaws, but it's okay for your friends to be able to tease you about said flaws or things about you that not most people know because That's what we do. We're friends. Like, we don't take anything to heart. Like, obviously there's lines and shit, but like those lines are so extreme. We would never get to that fucking point.
When I was growing up, the only people I made fun of were the people that I liked. We're not wasting good jokes on somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
That wasn't a thing that I did, but also like, I just don't, our parents were, if somebody was making fun of us at school, it would have never even dawned on me to go home and tell. Now, can I tell you what happened to me in third grade? Ready for this?
Could be a therapy session.
Nope. There was this big dude, and I won't say his name.
Big dude or big third grader?
Big third grader, but also big dude. Probably in third grade, probably 5'9". 160.
How?
Big dude.
How is that possible?
But
who was his dad? The Hulk?
He used to come up from behind me and pick me up. And squeeze me.
Did you poop on him once?
And I remember telling, I did not. I remember telling the teacher, and she was, teachers back then, whatever. Yeah, just try to avoid him. Okay. And I remember complaining about it at home in front of Adam. Now, I was in third grade. That means Adam was in ninth grade.
He was a freshman in high school.
Adam came into school.
What?
Adam came into my school. He skipped his school. He came into my school. And he told this kid, in the middle of the class, if you fucking pick up my brother again, I will be back here for you. Do you understand? If you pick up my fucking brother one more time, I will be back here for you. Third grade, second grade, he was like, you're 160 pounds. He's about 80. I'm your size. Come try to pick me up. And this was in the middle of my class. Teacher started to say something, and he said to her, if you had done your fucking job, I wouldn't have to be here right now. She was like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm doing what you should have done a week ago. And fucking walked out.
Yo, Adam Wolf pressed a third grader?
Straight up.
That's some menace shit.
Straight up. No, it's different times, dude. And you know what? It's rule of the playground shit. And I think we grew up more rule of the playground.
What's rule of the playground?
Meaning when shit went down on the playground, or at the park, I didn't run to my mom and dad.
Hey, you went and got your brothers and your friends.
You settled it. If someone took your truck and you were four or three, none of the parents were hovering. You just let it settle itself. And so, like, there was a lot more, but I mean, it was very not Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Flies.
But yeah, dude, I honestly got no problem with what Adam Wolf did. Third grader or not.
Yeah, look, third grader or not, if you're 5'9 and 160 at seven, Jesus, that is.
Third grader or not, he was like, yo, the school isn't taken care of. You are being physically assaulted. I'm coming in to take care of that shit.
I like that.
Just a different time, man.
It's a good move. I like that move.
It's a good move. He would have never made it out of that class today. He would have never made it out.
No.
Dude, and I'm sure he came in with his John McEnroe hair and his fucking jean jacket and jeans smelling like weed and cigarettes. I'm sure all of that was 100% true.
Probably. I love that.
But like, yeah. I'll tell you something, man. Adam Wolf's my oldest brother, everybody. I remember at 12, when he was going off to college, weeping.
I thought you meant at 12 he went to college. Sorry, when you were 12, he went to college.
Just weeping. Just so sad that this figure to me, who was like almost larger than life, was leaving. It was the first time I had ever felt any kind of somebody leaving my life, you know?
Right.
It was crazy time. You didn't have that kind of relationship with your brother and sister.
No. Trevor didn't live with us.
No.
So there was no opportunity for that. And Kate and I, as younger brother and older sister should, hated each other when we were...
That's not true.
Not hated each other, but like had that, you know, that brother-sister energy of, you know, older sister who's in high school and younger brother who just wants to be friends.
Yeah.
So it's that, you know, and that's fine. That's the teenage years. That is what it is. Like, you know,
you guys,
but then she moved out.
You and Caitlin were exceptionally close as children.
Correct.
Exceptionally. And she was your protector, dude. Is any part of you bummed that you three aren't closer?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. But you know, I wouldn't really consider that our fault.
No, not your fault. No, so, there's no fault.
No, what?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But you know what I mean. But there's you guys. There's no fault.
No, between us, absolutely not. But you know, we've all just grown up differently.
Yeah.
So,
dude,
it is what it is.
Yeah. It's so interesting to me because you know I have such a you know something I want to do, by the way. I'm putting it to us, a bet right now for the end of football season. We'll each go put money on the over under win totals of our three favorite NFL teams. How we think we're going to win. I want to get into that later, but
somebody like Steak sponsor us.
I I feel a responsibility. I think you know that for the three of you to be closer.
Yeah, but also not your fault because they chose to go, like Trevor chose to live with Malia for the rest of, you know, his adolescence, which, you know, you can't blame anybody. That's where he wanted to live. It's where his friends were. And that was his choice. Kate went back and forth because she just couldn't decide. And again, not your fault whatsoever.
Yeah.
You shouldn't feel guilty because you gave them the opportunity to go explore and see what they wanted to do in their own life instead of controlling them.
Which
is important.
Yeah, so. I agree. I just wish that I know how close I am with my brothers. So it's one thing, it's not a regret, but it's one thing that I've stopped trying to nudge all three of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I really have stopped trying to nudge all three of you.
If it's going
to
happen, it's going to happen naturally. It's not going to be happened if it's...
Yeah. And I don't want people to think that they're enemies and they hate each other.
No.
They're just not close.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just not close.
They're family.
Yeah. 100%.
So.
Yeah, dude.
I also just thought about something. I'm sorry now that I'm cutting you off.
Yeah, yeah.
But when we were in, when I just said that Love is Blind for blind people thing, I just thought about something that I wanted to talk to you, but I got sick in Corpus. In that first show on Friday night, did you notice a blind gentleman in the crowd?
No.
Okay. Because I'm pretty sure I pointed at him and made a joke about something about, I think his, like, I said something about, like, that sounds like something about in prison. Yeah. And, but he was like, he was a bigger dude. Like, he was a much bigger
Where
guy.
Where was he sitting?
Again, you're standing on stage, not that front row, but that second row, like okay. right down here to your left. He was a bigger dude with a really long ginger beard. Like,
oh yeah, I know.
Yeah, bald head.
He was blind?
I think so. Because when I had said something to him, like there was no acknowledgement. Like I had pointed out his beard and I was like, this guy knows what I'm talking about. Because I had made like, was trying to make like some prison joke about, yeah. and he was just a big dude. But I've been thinking about it all weekend. Or like all week that I felt like I called somebody out that had no idea I was talking to them.
I do not think he was blind because I saw him in the meet and greet.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did I see him in the meet and greet?
He didn't see you, but I saw him. Well, no, I'm just kidding. He was not blind. He okay. wasn't blind.
Okay.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
checking.
Yeah, yeah, he wasn't
Sorry
blind.
For that, everybody. That's just been a thought I've been thinking about for I don't even know how
By
long.
By the way, dude. One thing about Corpus, shout out to Chops and Eggs in Corpus Christi.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yo, dude, I don't know why more places don't do this, but on the menu, pork chops and eggs, lamb chops and eggs, lamb omelet, steak and eggs, just how I like to fucking eat
it's
them,
just
dude.
It's just meat and eggs.
Meat and eggs right in there, dude.
Yeah, you love that place.
Oh my god, I went the next day too.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, I could not help myself.
Do you want to tell them what happened the very next day when you brought back your chopped eggs? Yo. So I wasn't feeling good, and so he went out to get me some stuff, but he also went out to get some breakfast
for you too.
For me too, yeah. And it's chops and eggs, and he goes out and he comes back. He's gone for like 2 hours. Like,
dude, it was 20 minutes away.
Yeah,
and then I had to go to Sprouts too to get you your medicine.
No, 100%, 100%. But you know, 20 there, 20 back. That's only 40.
20 there, 20 back.
How far was the Sprouts?
10 to Sprouts, but then 20 from Sprouts.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, and he comes back and he hands me my food. He lays everything out and he's like, "All right, cool." And then I watch him over at the table. He pulls out his food and he's like, "Nice."
It's in a styrofoam. It's one of those styrofoam takeout containers.
He puts like a stick of butter on top of it. Or did you have it open at that point or no?
I had the butter on there, yeah.
So he had it open and he was carrying it over. He was getting so excited to eat it. He has the silverware in there. He has a stick of butter in there. He has his eggs and his lamb chops and whatever he's got. And as he gets to the bed, all I hear is, "Oh no!" And his styrofoam to-go container breaks open. And he spills his eggs and lamb all over his bed. And no joke, for about 2 minutes straight, the only word that came out of this man's mouth was fuck in past, future, and present tense.
Yeah, I really explored
it
that verb.
It was so funny. I, because the only other sentence that came out of his mouth, he's like, "I've been looking forward to this for the last 2 fucking hours, god damn it.
Oh, I couldn't wait to eat those fucking lamb chops."
And he's scooping shit up, and he throws it in a plastic bag, and then all I hear is, "God fucking damn it." And he throws that plastic bag full of eggs and potatoes into the hotel room wall. And it's just like, it's a great sound. It's just one of the thud.
It's like thump.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. And then he went and begrudgingly sat down and ate his lamb and eggs faster than I could imagine, because he was like, "Well, I don't want this shit to fall out of my hands again." And then about 15 minutes later, I was like, "Hey man, you feeling better?" He goes, "Yeah." And I go, "By the way, that was one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen." I didn't want to laugh in
his
face.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
What do you mean?
What did I tell you when you said I didn't want to laugh? What did I tell you?
You said you would have laughed with me.
I said you probably should have. It's totally funny.
Yeah. And it was super funny, but I get it. Like when you're, because when he gets hangry, like he gets angry when he's hangry. So I was like, I'm just going to let him cool off, but I know he thinks it's funny, so we're going to laugh about it in about 15 minutes.
Super funny.
But god damn it, that just, because it's just like it was a TV show moment. Like it was just the fact that you had been waiting for so long to eat it. You got back the minute you're about to dig in and sit down and go, "Oh, 2 hours of driving. Now I get to eat this food." And it just, your happiness disappeared so fast.
Nothing does that to me. Like when you're about to eat food and it gets fucked up.
Yeah.
That's such a huge bummer.
It's one of those life moments because you're like, yeah, I got a lot of stuff to this morning when you got stuff for Jacob. He's not feeling good. Got a good breakfast. Got to go home. Or back to the hotel. Watch some, like, we were watching Little League Baseball because it's August. And you were like, yeah, it's fucking great. And then the minute you got home, the mood went from 100 to zero like that.
I snapped out of it pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, I knew you were going to snap out of it because you cleaned up what you could and ate what you could. And I knew you were going to.
But God damn it,
it was so funny.
The fact that my bed smelled like eggs that night was the biggest bummer out of it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you're trying to get cozy and your pillow
smells like hard-boiled eggs,
that is a fucking real bummer.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
But I will say we had a great time in Corpus Christi. We will be going back there sooner rather than later. Hey, little buddy. Jacob has got his little buddy Moki.
I'm fostering Moki for one more day. We've had him since Monday.
Did Iman just send that?
Yeah, she just sent over this. Look at that.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yo, as much as I want to save him, I'm gonna try and figure some things out. But look, if you have availability in your home and you are looking for a 9-year-old pit bull who just likes
Don't say pit bull.
He's a pit bull lab mix. He's a pit. And if you're scared of pit bulls, then yeah. This is not for you.
But I would tell you, he looks more lab than pit to me.
Disagree. That's just for me, though.
Like, I go body pit, but face way more lab than pit.
It's the ears for me.
Yeah.
So, look, if you don't like pit bulls, this conversation is not for you. I'm not talking to you. If you like pit bulls or pit bull mixes, or you don't care what kind of dog it is, and you just want a lover who likes to just go on walks, eat his food, and sleep, this is the dog for you. Like, this dude... He's crate trained. He's house trained. He can sit down, paw, like fucking, he's super smart and he's in great shape for a 9-year-old.
I would tell you.
We just need to put some fat on him because he's a little skinny.
I've seen him a couple times. What a great little dude he is.
Full body wiggle.
Yeah.
And is just excited to be with a human. So if you're looking for it and you're in Nevada, and I'm going to say in Nevada because you can come from anywhere also. He's at Nevada SPCA right by Allegiant Stadium. Go in and ask for Moki. That dude is top fucking notch.
He is such a good dude. And his energy and your energy match so well.
He
dude.
Gives me, for those of you who don't know, we had a dog named Rocky. That was our very first dog.
Yeah.
Like probably when you were on Chelsea and all that stuff. Rock in his later years, probably from 9 to 12 from when he passed, those were my golden years with him. Like those are my favorite years because I was in high school, had more of an understanding of like having a little companion with four legs. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like those years for me are like my golden years with him. And he gives off like Moke gives off that same energy. Just happy to be around.
Good dude.
And good energy. Good all the way around. Doesn't tear shit up. Like loves the being in the car. If you want the info and you want to go get him, call me. I've been sleeping on the couch with him for 3 nights. So I got all the info you need.
That's awesome.
The only thing he doesn't like is having his hind legs touched.
Really?
I found that out this morning.
What does he do?
Well, sometimes he'll be fine. Like, butt scratches are fine, but the minute you go inside, like you know how like you can grab Indy by the back of his legs. Anything like that with the finger on the inside, he flinches, so he doesn't like.
Okay.
Other than that,
that's good to know.
He's a good boy.
Yo, Indiana Jones was on fucking spaz mode this morning, dude.
He's a spaz all the time.
I love walking that little dude. All right, listen, guys. Let's do
30 minutes of questions.
We have questions. I want to say something real quick, though. I wanted to tell you this. So I decided, and by the way, I've been thinking about our Hey Man, the interview podcast where we are going to bring parents and kids on and talk to them jointly at the same time.
Jointly.
And so I've been thinking a lot about that and a lot about the guests and a lot about the questions I want to ask them. I'm really excited about that. But you know what I decided this morning?
What?
I think I'm going to get a therapist.
Oh, nice.
I really am. I've thought about this for a long time, and I was wondering today. I was like, "Why now? Why now?"
Mm-hmm.
And I figured out why, and I'll tell you why I want the therapist. I finally like myself enough to want to do some things about the things that bother me, and I think
it's progress.
I knew what they were before and I never did. I don't know if I was punishing myself. I don't know. But I'm finally sick and tired. I need to figure out, and it comes and goes, but I want it to go. It used to be around forever. It comes and goes now for me.
Right.
But I want to know what this whole validation that I feel like I need from my peers. I don't need it from the audience. I don't need, it's so weird. I'm so confident with what I do. It's not that I don't need the validation from the people who come see me.
Right.
I'm real confident that when I get on stage, everyone's going to have a good time.
Right. Because they paid to come see you.
It's not that. People have paid to come see me and hated the shows before. But.
That's true.
But like, it doesn't, but there's something about, and I need to figure out why that validation from my peers gets on, bugs me so much. And it's so much less now.
Right.
Right. And it comes in so, the waves are far and fewer in between. But I want to know what that, because I need to get to the bottom of what it is for it to go away.
Right.
I've done a lot of work and I think I've done as much as I can on my own to lessen it, but I want it to go away. I want to know what that hole is I need filled. That sounds dirty, but it isn't.
Chris.
Right. So I'm going to get a therapist to see what it is in me that makes me seek validation from my peers so much. And I'm really curious, man. I'm sure it'll something childhood blah. Mm-hmm. But I really, because I am finally sick and tired of that feeling. And so I'm actually going to get a therapist. And the fact that I can say this out loud and not feel bad about myself and not feel less than and not feel weak, also I know that I'm making progress.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
There are times when it really doesn't affect me at all.
Right.
And there's times when I'm still like, it's the last thing I think about before I go to bed.
Right.
And I don't want that anymore for my life. I want peace. I want calm. I want to be of service to people. But I don't want that other negative shit. I don't want it circling me at all.
All right.
So I think I'm gonna find a therapist. What do you think about that?
That sounds awesome. It already sounds like you've made, I know you've made tons of progress.
Yeah.
With your mental and who you are and who you think of yourself as. So, I think for you, it's just another step in trying to complete that wheel for yourself. I think it's going to be good for you.
Yeah, me too, man.
I will not be doing that.
When are you going to be ready for that?
If I'm going to do it when you do it, when I like myself enough, probably when I'm your age.
So I know, man, this is what I'm trying to get you on the graph quicker than I was.
Yeah, but I also feel like I'm so conscious of it. I'm so self-aware of what my thoughts and my feelings are that I feel like I'm self-aware enough to conquer it. And I want an attempt to do it by myself.
Right. But what are you doing curiosity? Are you taking?
I'm not saying it's currently happening.
Oh, got it.
But when I want that, when I want to take that step, I want to know it's under my own will and not the, not a thought of somebody else.
That's not what therapists do, by the way.
I know
they guide
not.
You. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But they provide guidance and thoughts of things that might be good for me, right? That's what I'm saying. They're still.
I don't think they suggest things. I don't think that's what therapists do. I've never been to one, but I'm pretty sure the therapist's job is not to suggest things for you. I don't know.
Well, okay, sure.
What if I Google what does a therapist do?
They're just going to tell you what their like job description is. Yeah, it's not going to tell you what like an actual therapy session.
So your fear is that you don't want to be manipulated into feeling a certain way.
Correct.
You just want to feel but what if you
I want to do it by my own free will.
It is therapy is definitely you're not getting hypnotized.
I know I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's like I guess for me it's like not the construct but it's like the principle of having somebody still discussing things with you. I'm not saying they're going to suggest things, but you know, like, I don't know. You ever seen a movie where someone's in a therapy session and they said something and they're like, I just don't know what to do with my life. And they're like, I don't know, maybe a hobby might be nice. Like, what do you like to do? Like the suggestion of a hobby and then us feeding through suggestions. I don't want to be feeling like I'm being told what to do to make myself better.
Okay.
Instead of just going through the motions of life and figuring it out.
And are you, and I know you're not currently, but when you decide to, do you think you will research how, what do you think will be your first couple of steps? Do you have any idea?
Yeah. Well, in all honesty, I'm going to try and think back into a point where I didn't hate myself, or not hate myself, where I just liked myself.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and think back to what common denominators were possibly at that point in time in life and see if those still apply. And then if not, I'll go search it.
Okay. And you, when you, is it, do you go through waves also, or,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And it's 100% waves.
Are the things that trigger you more than others?
The cold, like cold, rainy nights. For some reason, cold, rainy nights trigger me into a
that's interesting
depressive state. And it's maybe because I live in so much sunshine. Yeah. And I've lived in sunshine my entire life.
Yeah.
But like there were some nights in LA, like I remember one specific night I was working before I broke my toes at that Houdini house, right?
That's a long time ago.
I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
And it was 11 p.m. I had just worked 12 hours. I was fucking winded. Like I was just tired. I was beat up. I was upset. It had been a long ass day. And I remember just walking down that driveway in my t-shirt and shorts, no hoodie, no nothing, in the rain, walking to my car and sitting in the car and just being sad instantly. Like yeah. Right off the bat. I don't know why, but it happens so fast.
Is there anything that you can, that you find you can do that helps you snap out of it? Ooh, that was sad. Sorry.
No, just run through it. It's the same thing as like having a bad trip. You just gotta ride it out. That's it.
Okay.
It goes away in the morning.
Yeah.
Or if I go home and like play video games or I'm talking to somebody or like.
That's interesting. How long?
Sometimes it just makes me legit want to get up under a blanket and curl up and hide.
How long have you been that way? Since you can remember?
Since I can remember.
Yeah, I wonder.
Since before that incident at the Houdini house. Since everything. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's strange.
Well, I will keep you updated. I'm going to, I guess, I've always been not anti-therapy because I'm happy for other people to do it. And both your brother and sister have done it. But I have always been like, I got it. But the I got it, what I know now has been me feeling not worthy of feeling good.
Right.
And I'm past that.
I know I don't got it right now. Like that's the thing. Like I said, I'm very consciously aware of my well-being and my, you know what I'm talking about. I can't even think of words right now. English is not Jacob's focus today.
Can I ask you a question? Because I mean, this is what I like. You don't feel good. There's a path to feeling good. And I'm wondering because I know I was you and I'm not in it now. So I it's hard for me to go back and think about it. You don't feel good. There's a path to feeling good. You just won't get on the path.
Okay.
Let me just ask a question. Then you can.
Oh, I thought that was the question.
No. Why wouldn't you try the path?
Because I've tried that. We've talked about this.
Right.
I've tried the path to trying to make me like myself.
Right.
Where I've always been way too skinny or I thought I was too skinny. So I've gotten in the gym. I've done that phase. I've done things that I thought were going to make me feel better and like me. They don't because nothing for me changes. Like, so I also am just in my head as to not seeing, and this is all on me and madness at points. Like, I'm not seeing results as fast as I want to see them.
Yeah.
So I give up. Or something knocks me out of like my gym rat phase. Like something in life just kind of pushes me out of it and I don't go back to it. So it's like, why am I still going to continue to do the same things over and over again that I've been trying that have not been working?
I would, this is very interesting for you to say that. Like, because you just said, it's not that they weren't working, but you stopped before you could see results or they didn't happen fast enough.
Yeah.
And I guess my question about therapy in particular, and look, man, I know that I can only tell you for the gym. The gym is, well, you're younger, but yo, from Nashville, when I first started getting back in the gym here, it And I'm used to seeing results quick, dude. You ask your mom, I was fucking frustrated. It was a month before I saw anything.
Yeah, but here's, yeah, but like, look, I saw progress in the gym.
Yeah.
Like, when I was working out with Sean Scully, shout out Sean Scully. When I was working out with Scully, like, I was able
handsome to, Sean Scully.
Super handsome Sean Scully. Yeah. He's been chill. I mean, he's been in Europe. He's been in Paris.
That's where
and
he
shit.
Should be. Yeah.
He's been, I think, hanging out with family.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hit my PR like on bench. My bench PR was always to be able to hit a plate and being able and working out with Sean, I hit a plate for 3 reps.
That's awesome.
But then I think after that phase, COVID hit and gyms were closed. But you know, I still worked out at home. I found solace in that. It was some of the best I've actually ever looked was during quarantine.
I remember that in my garage.
6-pack was crazy. That, not gonna lie, that photo popped up in my Snapchat memories.
What photo?
Of that 6-pack that I had in your garage.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a photo of it. You know, I had to take a photo of it. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But so I popped up in my Snapchat story, like my memories the other day, and I was like, I want to look like that again. And so like that, there was a little bit of motivation the other day of just, or like a little bit of like a shockwave for me to be like, hey, you could look like that again. That was just from being at home and working out with bands and your body weight.
And mom and dad cooking food for you. Yeah, because we made you eat the way we eat.
Yeah. Well, we've started.
Although we ate 8 million keto desserts a day.
Yeah, but also they pretty much weren't desserts. They were practically just like healthy sweets.
Yo, dude, those fat bombs?
The keto bars?
Fuck you.
How about the keto bars?
Oh my God.
Dude, bro, the keto bars from Erewhon, by the way.
Were those the salted caramel ones?
Yeah, I think the orange ones.
Oh my God, those were so good.
How about the donuts? Those little
those
mini donuts?
Glow nuts.
Glow nuts, that's what they were.
That
the
was my nickname
ones?
In high school.
Ew. Imagine if your nuts glowed.
Dude, your nuts have never glowed?
You might want to get that checked out.
True.
That sounds like some weird like radiation shit.
Let me say one last thing. And I know this is going to do no good. This is beating, trying to get through a young man's head. And I know it's very difficult because I had one of those for a long time. But if you ever get sick and tired of how you feel about yourself and you ever want to stop punishing yourself, what I would say is this, because there's no badge of honor. I used to think it too, be like, I don't fucking, it's okay. For, you know, I'm a tough guy.
Hey, fucko.
But if you ever get sick and tired, just try therapy. And if the therapist says to you, hey, how about you do this? And you say, hey, how about you fuck off and don't tell me what to do? You can do that.
Yeah, here's the thing. I think also the reason I haven't done therapy is because...
You've asked me about it twice now.
Yeah.
Twice.
And then I changed my mind.
Yeah.
And this is the thing is like, because I know it's easily accessible, or not easily accessible, but accessible enough, I know that I have time to try and work this out by myself. And I know that I know that I can ask for help.
Yeah. Okay.
I know that I can ask for help.
Okay.
I'm not in denial.
Okay.
I'm not saying that no one can help me except me. Like, yeah, you're your own worst enemy. But like, I know that I can ask for help.
Yes.
I'm just choosing not to.
Okay.
At this point in time.
Okay. All right.
And again, so very consciously and socially aware.
Okay.
I won't pester you about it ever again.
That's not true that I won't pester you about it again.
You're going to pester me about it as we get out of this podcast.
No, I won't. But I'll probably check in with you in about a month.
It'll be tomorrow.
Maybe.
Yeah. It'll be tomorrow.
I love you, man. I just want you to be healthy and feel good.
I appreciate that. But, you know, sometimes...
I should mind my own fucking business.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's everybody has their own path to take. Everybody's got their own life to live, and it's their way to choose how they would like to do that life.
Mm-hmm.
So how I choose to want to handle things, you may not agree with, and you may want to help, but at the same time, it's my life.
It's so, my life.
I was going to sing that too, yeah. But yeah, it's my choice, my decisions, and my outcomes. So
yes, that's all true.
All right, we got 10 minutes. Right. Let's answer some questions.
No, we'll do a little more than 10. All right.
Probably do 15.
This is from Hunter.
Okay. Nice job, only first name.
Yeah, dude, you're welcome. This question, by the way, guys, I'm not wearing my glasses, so...
If I need to take over, we can.
This question probably more directed toward Josh, but do you have any advice for first-time dad? Had my first child on June 30th, and some days he 100% my sanity.
Can you?
That's
give
what
me?
It says. He 100% my sanity. I wonder. I know what you're saying. He tests your sanity. I get it. This is all I would say, man. I'm going to give you two pieces of advice. Hunter, I'm looking right at you, brother. First of all, it depends on how you look at all these things that are testing your sanity.
Look at the camera, not the screen.
You can look at them as things that are trying your patience and testing your sanity and making you crazy. Or, and I'm telling you, dude, it is an adjustment. I'll tell you something right now. Life is a series of firsts and lasts. And pretty soon will come the last time your kid ever wakes you up in the middle of the night crying. Pretty soon will be the last time that you get to comfort them. So this is, look at the way I looked at that. Not have to get up because I'm sleeping. Get to comfort your kid and get to provide that type of safety and security. There will be a last time you pick up your kid. So don't be like, oh, I gotta pick this kid up. You get to. There will be a last time for all of these things, man. Mm. And when you look back on them, these are fucking precious moments. Okay? The other thing is, man, yo, it all depends on how you want to set it up. Is it stressful or is it fun? It depends on how you want to gauge it in your own brain. And take it from somebody who, for a while, was a single dad and raised three kids. There were some times that were stressful that I just refused to let. Now, I'm not saying I didn't stress out. I'm not saying I didn't snap. Guys, for all the peace, love, granola shit you hear come out of my mouth, yo, I have snapped on some people, some customer service, some airline workers. I remember, dude, I snapped on an airline worker. I called back the next day to apologize. I was like, I don't know if you see, I called yesterday. And they're like, yeah. And they're like, does it say who helped me? And they were like, we can't say that. I go, well, if it does, please offer up my apologies. I was in a bad spot. And sometimes when you're in a bad spot, you lash out at the only people that you have some sort of control of.
Yep.
So I'm not perfect. But I would tell you this, Hunter, is you only get to do this with your son once. So up to you.
Make it worth it.
Up to you, man. But remember, like, it, so much is perspective. Just remember that this is a precious fucking time. I'm not saying I miss changing diapers, but yo, dude, it ended. That was an ending of a chapter in my life at an age that my kids were at that I miss sometimes. So that's what I would say.
Good answer.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Good answer.
Yeah, that's a
show me.
You Family Feuded me.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Atomic Bulldog Art. I see your email. I will, that's for some art mock-ups for us. So we'll take a look at that.
All right.
Let me just, this is from Owen Ashton. Damn it. I keep doing last names. This is from Owen. Josh and Jacob, I just want to say thank you for going out of your way to shake me and my parents and my friends' hands at the New Brunswick show on Saturday. We drove 4 hours to see the show and it meant a lot to me and my friend. We love your content. I wish I could have stayed to fully meet you and Jacob, but you still went out of your way to say thank you as we were leaving for coming. So thank you so much. You made my summer. I hope we get to see you again.
That was very nice.
Yeah, man. Well, I don't think it goes unnoticed to either one of us that people leave their house to come see us.
Yeah, bro. Like the fact it's that huge. We're even on the list is humbling.
So cool. So cool.
Thank you. You say his name was Owen?
It was Owen. Yeah.
Thank you, Owen, man. We appreciate that. Did he have a question or just that was nice it. Comment?
Nice comment. Okay, here we go.
Aggressive thumbs up.
This is from Ghoul. Aggressive thumbs up was also my nickname in high school.
Aggressive thumbs up is not a terrible name for a band.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Great merch. Yeah, fucking great merch. Are you kidding? That aggressive thumbs up merch? I'd even do thumbs with some, maybe some flames.
Do you know what you and I should start doing?
And a dude like this. Because the teeth over the lip.
You know what you and I should start doing? Huh. Is any band, any like thing we think of like that, which is like, oh, that'd be a good band name. We should just start mocking up. Like somebody should just make t-shirts.
I love it.
Well, and we could just sell merch of band names we think would be funny.
Atomic Bulldog Art was a person that looked like they were doing art. So let's
Atomic Bulldog, make a t-shirt design that says
here's a question
aggressive thumbs up.
A question from Google. Was Jacob always interested in comedy? And why did Jacob start coming on stage with you? I love your comedy and Jacob is super funny. He should do his own special. Yeah, baby steps with the special.
Yeah, good Lord. That's very nice of you. But
go ahead. That's for you.
No, I mean, look, I've always been into comedy. Like, we've always had fun with it. But, like, for me, it was never in the plan. And I think we've said this before a couple times. But I worked TV production for, like, the last 7 years. And at the end of this year, I worked a show that really just burnt me out. Good catch. Like I remember a month into it calling you going, this, I'm done. Like, this is the last show. Mm-hmm. I am over it. I am tired. The disrespect or the lack of respect really there. It wasn't even disrespect. It was just the lack of reciprocated respect for other people. And I was just tired. And I remember calling him. I was like, yeah, we've been doing this Q&A for the last year and a half. Let's just make it full time. I'll do the Q&A with you. Eventually we'll figure out some time for me to do up front and let's just turn it out. And because we had a lot of traction going on the internet and stuff that we were doing. So in all honesty, it was more just me trying to just turn a chapter. I was done with what I was previously doing and what I thought I wanted to do and wanted to do something different. But here's the thing. I know I could always go back to that. Like, I could always go back to that industry if I wanted to. Like, I've had people go, hey, yeah, we won't put you as a PA. If you want to come back, you want a production manager, you want to production coordinate, like, call us. And I'm like, yeah, sure. But that sounds like the worst job ever because I know how miserable my coordinators and my PMs are. And I would never want to be in that position.
And that's a great answer. Did the fear or, you know, because you've talked to me before about it. Look, you were proud that I was your dad, but being Joshua, you were tired of being Josh Wolf's son.
Yeah.
Did that ever make you shy away from doing stand up?
No, I mean, maybe, but I think I kind of realized once we started doing it that this was the way to make my name.
I agree.
That this was actually the way to separate who we are. A little bit, at least. And so people can really define us as two separate people and not Josh Wolf and Josh Wolf's son.
Yeah.
So, and granted, like, that's not what I'm known for in the industry through our friends, but I am known for being your kid to the people that we know. Like, and I'm known for being a hard worker and I'm known for doing my job and I'm known for always putting in that extra time. But I'm also known as your kid.
Yeah.
And I always knew that there was an eye over me. Like, when I worked on Spade, Brad and Tom, did they ever text you?
By the way, lights out, David Spade is what he's talking about.
Did they ever text you when I did something on the show? Like, if I ever, like did something well or, like, anything along the lines of that?
I would get texts I'd be lying if I didn't be like, how's Jakey doing?
That's my point.
Yeah.
So, if you had texted one day and I was doing nothing or was nowhere to be found, they'd be like, yeah, where the fuck's your kit?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
by the way, you weren't being favorited. You were
No. That's the thing in our family. Also, the nepotism doesn't. I mean, it works to a certain point because I'm on stage now. But
dude, there was one gig with a friend of mine, and you did not jive. Long Beach.
Oh my God.
He's an old dear friend of mine.
Yeah.
Now neither one of us ever said anything about it, but he never hired you back for another production.
No.
Because
I got called.
Oh, you did?
I did get called back. I got called back for that same season 5 separate times. And guess what? I was free all 5 days. And you know what the fuck I said?
You said no.
Absolutely not.
Oh, got it.
Not have me back.
Like, I do love that you've always been like that.
Here's my thing. Even after a day where there was one mess up at the beginning of the day, after that, there was nothing left to walk up to my PM and try to shake his hand and say, thank you for the opportunity. And to him, just look up, nod his head, and not say a single word back to me.
That's power shit. It's dumb.
It's dumb. Fuck power shit, man. Like,
it's dumb. It's
just disrespectful. Yeah. Like, what's the point? Like, you just try to, like, you wanted to just ruin my night and be like, this kid doesn't belong here. I hope he never tries again. Like,
fuck those
but
people.
Guess what ended up happening? Y'all had to reach out because nobody wanted to fucking work for you. That's what fucking happened. Everybody was like, man, fuck you two. Like, I don't want to work for y'all either. And they're like, hey, you want to come back? And I was like, absolutely not. Like, fuck that shit. And they paid good too. That was a high network show. They paid great. I could have used that money.
Yeah.
Not worth my pride. I was, nope, not a chance. I also drove 3 hours to get there on time. Which apparently I wasn't. I was an hour late. Actually, 45 minutes late. I got there early.
Yeah.
In my mind, at least.
This, by the way, this next question from Mikey, we answered on our live, so I'll just answer it.
Okay.
So they want to know how you got the nickname Boomer. When people used to hold him as a baby, if I said, "Hey, boom, 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 boom," he would just start slapping their face. So we called him Boomer. Oh my God!
Mom just sent us this.
Will you show it? Is that Laurel Wood?
This is Laurel Wood. Yeah, this is me and my mom. I was probably five or six here.
Five and a half, six, yeah.
Yeah.
Good Lord, your mom's a smoke show. I mean, God damn. It's crazy. Okay.
Very nice.
Very nice. The Corpus of Christi's.
The Corpus of Christi's. My wife.
Okay.
How much?
Here we go. Jack. Hey, man, my name is Jack from Akron. I'm a dad of two kids aged 6 and 2. So my oldest son likes to play with Barbies, has asked for them for his birthday and all that. We got him a couple of Barbies because we don't see an issue with it. But my question is, would you have ever bought your boys Barbies if they had asked for them? Also, family and friends tell us they think he's gay and it infuriates me because he's only 6, just a kid. How would you deal with family and friends saying things like that? I would never have a problem with him being gay. I just think he's too young to judge in that way. Okay, let me answer.
Okay, yeah.
And then you can.
I got my answer ready.
Yo, dude. If your kid wants a Barbie, buy him a fucking Barbie.
Yeah, fucking easy. That's the easiest answer ever.
Now, I'm going to tell you another thing. If your kid wants to play with Barbie, that also doesn't necessarily make him gay. He may end up being gay, and who gives a fuck?
Slay.
I'm going to tell you something right now, man. You won the lottery because it sounds like you have a healthy child.
Yeah.
From there on, your job is to love them and to allow them to be who they want to be.
Yeah.
That's it. And I agree with you that at 6,
you just...
At 6 is 6. Yeah. 6 is 6. Now, your son may end up being gay.
Yeah.
And who gives a fuck?
Yeah. And also, to the friends and family... That are just...
Why do you care?
To all the friends and family who are just spewing their opinions at the dad, at Jack, at you, man, mind your own fucking business. Like, it's not your kid. And even if he is, why are you saying it like it's going to be a bad thing? He wants to play with Barbies. He wants to be a fucking kid. Let him be a kid.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Keep your opinions and your shit to yourselves. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you can say that you think he's gay, but also... Who knows? Who cares? Doesn't affect you. Why? Why?
Yeah.
Just shut it. Like it's
my thing would be like to those people, what's the point of you saying that?
It's like, right. Is it affecting you so much that he'd like,
it
like
sounds you, like you're saying it to somehow insult Jack
or
to make him feel like his kid is less than, and both of those things are dumb as fuck.
And if that is the case, Jack, find some new friends.
Yeah, because but I'm with you, man. Listen, Jack, buy those Barbies.
Yeah, and Slave, I love it.
But you're just...
Yeah, but fuck it. If he wants to play with Barbies, he wants to play with Barbies. Fucking great.
Yeah,
love
but
it.
I don't know what the sleigh is. Yeah,
sleigh is just like a term for like, it's
Are great. You calling his kid gay?
No.
Okay.
I'm not gay, and I'm just saying
I'm just,
sleigh.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
No,
okay.
No, no.
I don't know. Yeah.
Sleigh, like, oh, that outfit is sleigh. Like, that outfit's fire.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like fire. It's like, yeah, sleigh. Like, fucking do whatever you want.
Listen, Jack. Yeah, man. Just love your kid.
Yeah.
That's it. Love your kid.
But it sounds like you do, which is great. You sound like a great dad.
That's all that matters.
So that's all that
100%
matters. 100%. You sound like a great dad.
Yeah.
Like what I got from that was my kid wanted a toy. I got him a toy. I don't care what he thinks or what the outcome is. I just want him to be happy. And that's what fucking matters. Not the noise from the outside. That's what I would say.
I love that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I think you're going to be a great dad, by the way.
Me too.
I really do.
Yeah. Pretty excited.
Yeah, you have a really good perspective.
This is not a pregnancy announcement, by the way, everybody. This is just, just speaking figuratively.
Thank God.
Yeah, don't worry.
This is from Cody. Love the podcast. You guys are very funny. I enjoy listening. This question is more for Josh, but for both of us. I'm sure you've been asked this before, but what do you think contributes to the chemistry you two have other than the fact that you're father and son? I'll let you go first on this.
I feel like we've answered this like unintentionally somewhere else, because I feel like it's the same answer for some questions. Well, we had a great relationship growing up. Like, there was always a line between father and friend. So he could be a friend when I needed him to, but then also when I needed him to, or when he needed to, he was a dad. And that was what was most important. Not everything was too serious, but at the same time, there was still a line also for knowing that what he said went. It's just about healthy boundaries, I think, truthfully. I think because we have such an open relationship, and because he, from such a young age, provided me that option to be open, there's no reason for me not to be open. So I think that contributes a lot.
Yeah. I also think
that, also, I'm pretty much just a mini print of you. Not mini, because you're smaller, but like,
whoa.
Don't say that like I'm wrong.
Who's smaller?
Stand up.
Yeah, I'm shorter.
Smaller.
Shorter.
Smaller.
Shorter.
Smaller.
Shorter.
Smaller.
Shorter.
Smaller. Smaller.
Shorter.
Smaller. Smaller. Like that water bottle. Smaller.
Shorter.
Smaller. Good try. Smaller.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I would say this.
Shorter.
Smaller.
I was waiting for it. I knew it was coming soon. I tried to time it. I missed it.
Smaller. I would say this.
I would say that you're smaller.
I would. What also helps, man, is that when he did come to me, and, you know, kids will test the waters about what they can tell you and what you will allow them to say, and if you'll flip out.
Yep.
And if you're one of those people who's like, you can tell me anything, and then your kids test the water with something and they get punished or you flip out, they're not coming back.
No, they will never test that water ever again.
There are some things that he's come to me with that I had to respect that he was coming to me for solutions, not to be yelled at, not to be belittled, not to get a lecture. Mm-hmm. There are times for that shit. But there were some things that he came to me for where it just sounded like he needed somebody to talk to or was legitimately needed help.
Yeah.
And there were times where I was like, okay, I want to put my parenting hat on, but this is part of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the part of the relationship I promised him I would be like this.
Yeah.
And so if he had come to me and be like, I murdered somebody, I'm like, well, you have to go to jail.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. But
that's also the line between being a father and a friend. A friend would be like, well, let's figure this out. And a father's like, hey, you should probably go to the cops.
Yeah. That's it.
That line. It's still that same thing. But also, here's the thing. Strict parents create sneaky kids. And my parents were strict enough, but not too strict. And they weren't even really strict. It was just, hey, these are the rules. Follow the rules and you're good. Don't follow the rules and there are consequences. It's pretty simple.
Sarah asked if we would do meet and greets. Yes, we do after the shows. You're coming to the show next week in Vegas. Guys, we're doing the 30. What is it?
31st, 1st,
2nd, and 3rd. At Kimmel's Comedy Club.
Oh, no, you're there 4th on the Monday.
I'm there on 4th. Right. So, like, we're there. We're there at Kimmel's if you are in Vegas over Labor Day. Also, hey, by the way, I looked at our biggest cities and for this podcast, and coincidentally, we're doing them back to back to back. Chicago, Minneapolis, Denver, Chicago, Minneapolis. And then Michigan, up in Michigan, you guys are 5th. So
who's 4th?
Sydney, Australia.
Ah, nice.
And so Denver, we're there the 8th and 9th, correct. I think. And then, guys, the next week we're doing a little theater tour. Chicago, Minneapolis, and then we're up in Harris, Michigan.
15th, 16th, 17th.
But those shows, all those shows, you guys are the biggest cities in our podcast. So we expect you guys to show up and show out. At the theaters, we also do free meet and greets. So as long as you're waiting in line, you don't mind waiting in line in those meet and greets for an hour and a half. We'll be there for as long as you want us to be there, taking pictures and shaking your hands.
Absolutely.
Sarah, so we will be there. That's a yes for the first. We got one last one.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Kara, podcast listener, and want to start by saying thank you so much for making me laugh. You're very welcome.
Thank you for listening.
Ooh, this is a meet and greet idea. Because we talked about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had an idea how you could maybe limit your meet and greet, still sell merch, and keep it available to everyone. You could make a do something nice for somebody today shirt, hat, bandana, ooh, to sell online and or at the shows. Everyone purchased generates a ticket for the next upcoming show. Then have some way raffling off those tickets for people at the show. Yeah, but then I'm still making people pay for the meet and greet still by buying paying for the merch. Meet
and
greet
and also still putting a limit on it.
Yeah.
Which is what we try not to do.
I do love that. And she's right.
Because
there's a certain limited amount of merch, which makes a limited amount of people. So I'm not limiting it myself, but I'm still making people pay to do the meet and greet, which I'm really trying to avoid. Yeah. The only way I might make that different is if I charge for the meet and greet and gave 100% of that money to a local charity.
Or to the servers.
I already do the servers. No, it would be for a local charity.
Okay.
Because we already help the servers out a lot.
Yeah,
that's true. But yeah, yeah. But how about that? What if we did a meet and greet, but 100% of the proceeds of the meet and greet goes to a local charity?
Yeah, we can do that. Or like a Boys and Girls Club or like...
Yeah, something that we pick.
A shelter or a whole bunch of stuff.
Something, whatever we choose for a local charity. That might... Look, we're not there yet, but that is an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kara, I see that you work at a barbecue place. Where is that? And should Jacob and I go there?
What is it?
I don't want to say it just in case she doesn't want me to.
Fair enough.
Okay. Hey, everybody. ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates
and tickets.
Your
cheap ticket link is on your website, so yes. Make sure you say tickets as well tickets. Because that's important.
But guys, we're coming to the UK. Those tickets are already starting to sell out.
Yeah,
the Europe shows are already starting to sell out. So if you guys want to get to those shows, we're not there until October, November. But buy your tickets now. Those motherfuckers are flying off the shelves.
Woo.
Again, we're in Vegas the 31st, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We're in Denver the following weekend, which is the 8th and 9th. And then that following week, we are at a theater in Chicago, a theater in Minneapolis, and a theater in Harris, Michigan. ComedianJoshWolf.com.
Are we driving to those places or are we flying?
Well, I think we're going to fly.
Okay.
We're going to see Jack Snodgrass in Chicago.
I know. We talked about it already. I'm pretty excited.
Josh Wolf Comedy on all my socials. I have a huge announcement coming up.
Official?
It's so close.
We're going to call it official.
So close. But like, I honestly, just because now it's a money situation, it feels like 30 days.
Again?
Well, that's how long it takes lawyers and
stuff.
Right, right. But we're pretty, it's pretty nailed down. It would be huge. Something I'm so fucking excited about and so proud of. So like, I can't wait to tell you guys. Jacob Wolf, what else you got?
Jake_Wolf on Instagram. It's Jake Wolf on TikTok and twitch.tv/youthfulwolf. The streams have been fun, man. We've been kind of fucking around and doing some new shit. And I got hopefully some giveaways coming up. A pair of Travis Scott shoes and possibly a pair of Lightning McQueen Crocs. So stay tuned.
Yeah,
ka-chow, baby.
Did I get it right?
You got it right. You did get it right.
What did I say before?
Chakao. You said chakao. I thought you said ka-ching, but no, you said chakao.
Chakao. We might go see Mission Impossible tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I need to come and get a blunt from your house.
So might be doing some giveaways with that. I'm going to have to roll you one because I don't have one rolled.
Yep.
And we'll be hopefully doing also a play with viewers day where I just sit there, get a buddy, but then we interchange people playing with us who are watching the stream or are fans of the stream and stuff like that. But tell a friend and do something nice for somebody today. We love you guys. Be safe. We'll see you on the next episode.
Hey, everybody. We love you. Take care.